Please do not listen to this audio program while driving, while operating machinery, if you suffer from epilepsy, or at other times when you need to maintain fully awakened consciousness. If you're listening in stereo, these words should be coming from the left-hand side, and these from the right-hand side. The hypnotic process is a simple one. I'm going to first help you to relax by guiding your attention, and then I'm going to ask you to imagine or visualize some things. Some people wonder how good they are at visualizing. Well, it's actually very easy. Think of your front door. Which side is the lock on? To answer that question, you call to mind a picture of your door. That's visualization, and we can all do it. Visualization can affect your body. If you imagine something stressful, your body releases adrenaline and your muscles tense up. When you imagine something relaxing, your body chemistry changes and your muscles relax. In this hypnotic session, you will still have awarenesses. You will still be able to hear everything I say. And you will not become unconscious. Yet there will be changes. Your subconscious mind will fully experience all that's necessary to generate the profound psychological or physiological changes that you require. You may find that you do not consciously remember it all afterwards, but simply find yourself comfortable. And when you follow my instructions, there is no resistance at all. In trance, your perceptions can alter. It can range from deep relaxation to fascinating and absorbing differences in your understanding and awareness. You don't have to make any effort. Try to think or to stop. Thoughts just happen all by themselves. Simply notice your own perceptions and feelings. Enjoy whatever changes happen for you. And as you relax, your unconscious will take you just as far into hypnosis as is right for you now. Each time can be different. So now it's time to make sure that you're comfortable, sitting or reclining, in a place where you can be calm and undisturbed for half an hour or so. Place your hands down by your sides, and have your legs comfortably uncrossed. If you need to be awoken, you will awake fully alert, but for now, you can just let go. Just allow your eyes to close now, because most people can relax better with their eyes closed. And with your eyes closed, you're less distracted by things outside yourself. So just concentrate on letting those eyes close down comfortably. And I would like you to pay close attention to your breathing. I want you to pay close attention right now to your breathing. Really notice what it feels like each time you breathe in and each time you breathe out. Notice the rising and falling of your chest. Notice perhaps the change in tensions of any material that you're wearing as your chest fills when you inhale. Notice that the air is cooler when it enters and warmer as it leaves. When you breathe in, the air is room temperature. But when you breathe out, it's 98 degrees. Your own body has warmed it. In a moment, I want you to begin to count your breaths. Each one. Either as you breathe in, or as you breathe out. It doesn't matter. I'm going to keep talking to you while you count your breaths. But I want you to just pay attention to the counting. And take another deep breath right now. And as you exhale, just let go of any worries or concerns or stresses or tensions of the day. Just let go. And begin to count now. Count each breath. You can count either as you inhale or as you exhale. If you become distracted and forget, that's all right. Just bring your attention back and resume counting. If you don't remember where you were when you forgot, you can start where you thought you were, or you can just start over again at number one. Just keep counting. As I talk to you, just pay attention to counting your breaths. As you count and I talk to you, there may come a time when it's just not important to keep counting. And when you allow that to happen, just relax even more. So, as you count, I'm going to talk to you about some experiences you might have. And I'm going to suggest various experiences to you. As I talk, you might find yourself responding fully. Or partially. You might respond quickly or with some delay. You might respond today, or you might find that you respond tomorrow in ways that are beneficial to you. You might respond predictably, or you might surprise yourself. I don't know how you'll respond. How could I know that? But I hope you'll allow yourself to respond in ways that are helpful for you to overcome this problem. Overcoming any anxiety, any stress, any tension, and increasing your confidence and self-esteem, self-belief. And it feels more comfortable with those around you. You know how to explain a lot of things. Some things you don't know how to explain, but you can enjoy them just the same. For instance, you don't have to know how a television works in order to enjoy watching television. And you don't have to be able to explain the changes for good that you experience now or later today. Later today, and I don't know precisely what time that will be, but just later today, you will have the opportunity to discover how really well you feel about how you're progressing, without any need to explain how it happened. I don't know what time it will be, and in fact it may not have anything to do with actual time on the clock, but it just comes naturally without paying attention to the time of day. You will just feel in control and at peace within. And when these changes occur, you may or may not identify the changes as having occurred as a result of listening to me. You may not even think you were hypnotized. But when the changes occur, now, or later, today, or tomorrow, or perhaps by Saturday at midnight, you can just be happy that they occurred. I don't know just when the last time was that you spent time just sitting quietly with your eyes closed, drifting off to no place in particular. But I do know, right now, that there really isn't anything that you have to do. Nothing else that you have to do. Why not allow yourself the luxury of being able to just drift along, listening and not listening? That's right. Just a little bit at a time. Maybe your conscious mind expects to be able to experience comfort, and your unconscious can expect something even deeper. So it really won't matter whether you consciously allow yourself the experience of a very deep, light relaxation, or unconsciously allow yourself a lighter state of deep relaxation. You really don't have to know just what to expect. But when you take the time to go inside, just like you're doing now, it's easy to notice how there's a part of you that knows how to breathe deeply. And you can expect that part to always be there. You can be confident that that part will always be there, so that those deep and comforting breaths just seem to happen. And there's a part of you aware of this moment, now, and a part of you that knows about later. And sooner or later, you can have the confidence of knowing over time that change is inevitable. Some people seem to work so hard at staying the same, as if that was even possible. You know and I know that change always happens. And important things that are quite unexpected can change your life for the better. A new friend, a new experience. You really don't know whether you can expect to be feeling whatever you're sitting or laying on at the moment, the softness beneath you. And when you first sat or laid down to listen to my words, you really didn't know what to expect. That you'd be thinking about your future and your present, and the present that you can give yourself of a wonderful future. But today always precedes tomorrow. You probably knew that yesterday, when you were thinking about tomorrow, that you would be here today, learning something at a much deeper level than you're even aware of. It's interesting to experience what happens when someone makes an important change. Now, some people talk about planting seeds, even to the point of growing their own food, just to be able to independently nourish the self. You know how it works. You dig a hole in the ground, you sprinkle in some seeds, you cover it up, and there's nothing more to see just yet. But there's a feeling, a very strong positive feeling, that there's something important about to happen. And it may seem to take a while, but you can anticipate with enthusiasm that the seeds you planted will surely yield something quite valuable. Now, there's a part of you that can be oriented to future possibilities on the basis of the choices you make now and the actions you take now, the now which becomes the future. And you might even be able to feel that powerful sense of expectancy, that something important is growing, something valuable and necessary is happening within you. And it can feel really good to think about that and to look forward in time to when you'll be able to look back over things that you did before to make things so good now, when later is now. And it did involve a lot of good planning, and you can plan. And you can even expect the unexpected too. and spontaneously discover things that you thought you could never expect, which then turn out even better. After all, sometimes we just can't know how well things can turn out. But if you remember, and you can remember, when you were a very young child, it was very difficult to know that one day you were going to be a grown-up. The expectation you had as a child seemed so uncertain about when that would happen. And it's difficult and amusing to remember so vividly that sometimes there are no expectations and changes happen anyway. Like growing from a child into an adult, it's not something you have to know too much about. And if I had all the time in the world, I'd talk about self-fulfilling prophecies and unconscious expectations. But I really don't need to mention those things right now. Perhaps later something will occur to you about them at a deeper level. But I can wonder whether you've noticed that your breathing has changed. And I don't remember saying anything about that. And your pulse rate has changed. Did you expect that to happen? Sometimes the most soothing changes occur with no expectations at all, but with the knowledge, the deep knowledge, that every change has a consequence. And have you noticed how much more relaxed you are? How your feelings are so much lighter, and your thoughts so much more comforting. And you're looking forward to the many ways of change that you know will occur. And that's what planting seeds is all about. You know things are going to be changing over the next few hours, days, weeks, months, and years. Things you can look forward to doing differently. And you can anticipate some of those changes quite well. But there's something even more profound that I'd like you to know about. There's a part of you that really knows well how to adjust to changes of the expected type, and perhaps even more important, of the unexpected type. And I don't know if you have a name for that particular capability, a name or label, or maybe it's a feeling that's familiar to you, maybe even an image, or something you just say to yourself. But it's a part of you, a resource that you can use and have used quite successfully to manage changes of all sorts. And you probably know what that resource is that I'm talking about, don't you? And now you can know how to enjoy that feeling and how to get to that feeling. The confidence that things can change. And at the times that you most want to, or need to, you can really expect that feeling to be so strong and present in your awareness. And it will occur lots of places, lots of times. Perhaps while listening to music and words. Perhaps while thinking about things that you want to experience more in the future. Perhaps while closing your eyes to take in a few deep breaths. Perhaps while planting seeds in the fertile ground of your own thoughts. So, you can expect the expected, and you can expect the unexpected. And you can expect consciously what your unconscious cannot expect. The expectation within you of what the future is all about. As you live it, today, and tomorrow, And when tomorrow becomes today, one day at a time, and you have all the building blocks for lots of wonderful future experiences. I want you to use your imagination now. And I want you to imagine a beach. This beach is your place for forgiveness. And you can forgive anyone or anything that you feel has ever threatened your life, or your security, or your happiness in any way. You can also forgive yourself for anything you feel you should or could have done. You forgive all and everything. And as you forgive and forget, notice the sun breaking through any clouds in that sky. Notice the sea becoming even calmer now. The waves are subdued and ebbing, leaving more sandy beach, more room to explore. And to feel the peace and tranquility that you've been seeking for so long now. The sun is streaming down now, the clouds have dispersed, and you're feeling so calm and relaxed, so you walk over the soft, damp sand towards the sea. And you notice a piece of seaweed, watching it gently as it moves with the movement of the sea, slowly and rhythmically, slowly and rhythmically. Living in a calm and peaceful sort of way. And you take into yourself this calm and peaceful feeling. You take into yourself this calm and peaceful feeling. From now on, you're going to recognize the storm building up. And realizing how much better it feels when that calmness has settled, you will quickly bring these feelings back into your awareness. Simply by taking a long, slow, deep breath and saying to yourself the words calm and relaxed. And you immediately feel these calm, relaxed feelings. And this makes you feel good. It makes you feel relaxed. It makes you feel confident. You're becoming a calmer, more relaxed, much more confident person day after day. You realize that there will be times when other people don't agree with your views or your ideas. And that's okay. Because they are them, and you are you. Just because you don't agree with others, and just because others don't agree with you, it doesn't mean that they or you are wrong. Sometimes you just have different ideas, different values. You are a sensitive, caring person. Everyone has their own special qualities, different ideals, different morals. And you accept that as you accept yourself. You accept other people. You're kind to yourself and you're kind to others, living in a calm and peaceful sort of way. So proud of your ability to remain calm and relaxed in all situations, especially the ones that used to wind you up. You now know that it's so easy to remain calm and relaxed, and this makes you feel good. It makes you feel in control, and you find that the little things that used to previously upset you now just calm and just relax you, for you're becoming a much calmer, much more relaxed person. Remember, the mind commands and the body obeys. When you say to yourself, I am calm and relaxed, then you are calm and relaxed. You just need to practice daily, taking in that nice deep breath and thinking those words in your thoughts. Calm and relaxed. And you do become calm. Relaxed. There is a new chapter in life now, and from this point forward, you'll find it easier to experience confidence, easy to experience change, easy to accomplish your goals, easy to remain focused and calm, and in a moment, awaking, feeling fantastic, as though you've had a long, peaceful rest and the deepest of sleeps. When I count to five, and when you open your eyes on the number five, you'll feel more calm, relaxed, and confident than you felt in a long, long time. Beginning with one. Slowly becoming more alert, more awake. Starting a new phase of life, with a new health, a new confidence, a new motivated energy. Two. Knowing that in the future it will be easier for you to relax. Easier for you to find and create a calm, positive, thinking, focused center in your life that will help you feel fantastic and create masses of confidence. 3. Becoming slowly more alert now, feeling confident energy pulsing through every inch of your body, beginning with your feet, your legs, your arms, your shoulders, up to your head. Positive, focused, motivated, unafraid, assertive energy filling your mind now. A healthy energy. A confident energy. Full of motivation. A massive energy derived from what's great inside you that's always been there. 4. Ready to shine from head to toe, fully confident. And 5. Wide awake, open your eyes, take a nice deep breath, have a stretch. Welcome back.